أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة فاصبر صبرا جميلا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا يوم تكون السماء كالمهل وتكون الجبال كالعهن ولا يسأل حميم حميما يبصرونهم يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببنيه وصاحبته وأخيه وفصيلته التي تؤويه ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجيه كلا إنها لظى نزاعة للشوى تدعو من أدبر وتولى وجمع فأوعى إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون والذين في أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم والذين يصدقون بيوم الدين والذين هم من عذاب ربهم مشفقون إن عذاب ربهم غير مأمون. A questioner had asked about the punishment is about the punishment that is to befall the unbelievers, for which there is none to ward off, coming from Allah the Exalted. The Malaika and Jibreel alayhi salam will ascend to him in a day whose measure is 50,000 years. Then hold with beautiful patience, not complaining about them, for they see this, that is the Qiyamah, as a thing that is distant, and we see it as an event that is close by. The day the skies will be like molten lead, and the mountains will be like wool, and no friend will ask a friend for any help, although he will be in view of him. The sinner will desire that he can redeem himself from the punishment of the day of Qiyamah by offering his children, his wife and his brother, his family that had sheltered him, and all upon the earth, then they should deliver him. Kalla, by no means. Indeed, it is a blazing fire. It will burn and pluck out the very skin of his skull, calling all those who turned away and ignored, and they piled up wealth and then prevented giving it out. Indeed, mankind is created impatient. When any harm touches him, he becomes disturbed, miserable. And when any good reaches him, then he is miserly, except the musalli, the one that is constant in his salah. And those in whose wealth is a recognized right, for the ones that ask and the ones that abstain from asking, those who believe in the day of judgment, those who hold in fear the punishment of their Rabb, for the punishment of their Rabb is not to be taken lightly. It isn't a thing to feel secure about. Those who guard their chastity, except with their wives or their slave women, for in their case they are not to be blamed. Then whoever desires something beyond this, he trespasses these limits, then they are the transgressors. And those who guard their trust and their promises, and those who stand firm upon their witnessing, upon the witnessing that they have to offer, then they stand firm upon that. Those who guard their salah, and these are the ones that would be honored in gardens. Then what is the matter, what is the problem with the unbelievers that they rush towards you from the right and from the left in crowds? Does every one of them think that they will be admitted into the garden of bliss? Never. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِمَّا يَعْلَمُونَ. We have created them from that matter that they know. Then I call to witness, I take an oath by the Rabb of the East and the West. Indeed, we are able to transform them, أَلَا أَن نُبَدِّلَ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ, to replace them with people better than them. And nobody can overtake us. Nobody can frustrate our plan. So leave them to engage and to amuse themselves in these frivolities and vain talks until they will meet the day about which they are promised. The day they will appear from their graves, they will come out of their graves in haste, as though they are rushing towards a post, their sights lowered down in full remorse, disgrace covering them from all sides. This is the day about which they were promised. The main theme of the invitation of the Quran and Deen is the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and the day of Qiyamah. These are the main themes, main topics that the Quran Sharif discusses. So the unbeliever, they don't wish to listen to it, so they turn away and they make a jest of it. Even ask, سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِأَذَابِ مُوَاقِ, when is this punishment going to come? Nazr ibn Haris, but when it does come, then there is none to ward it away. And the duration of this day, that is Qiyamah, is 50,000 years. In another verse, أَلْفَسَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُونَ, 1,000 years. This is something that is relative, like in the world, like on this earth, someone has a 19-hour day, someone 22-hour day, and someone is just having a 2-hour of day. So these are things that are relative, and like in this world, Allah Ta'ala makes it happen that someone is having just 1 hour in the day, and someone is having 23 hours in the day, then Allah Ta'ala will make that happen in the day of Qiyamah, that for some, the day of Qiyamah will be the duration of 50,000 years, and for others, not even equivalent to 2 rakats of namaz. The hisab and the reckoning will be speeded up to such an extent they will find it so light, like as though they had just performed 2 rakats namaz and they are on the way to Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us as well. Fasbir sabran jameela. The Nabi and the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala is going to meet up with negative responses. But what are you supposed to be doing? Then hold with patience. In other words, don't complain. When you're going to be engaging in da'wah and calling towards Allah Ta'ala, then you're going to have all type of people responding in all different ways. So you bear with patience, with beauty. And the reason why these people reject the Qiyamah, because they see it as a far-off thing. Whereas we see it something that is close at hand. They don't reflect, they don't think. And like children, they think that the time that they are in the entertainment and sports is forever, until when someone signals the end of the play, then they realize how short was the time. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah. A friend will see a friend, will be in full view of him, but he will not even ask him. لا يسأل حميم حميما يبصرونهم. They won't be able to even ask him for any type of assistance and any type of help. In fact, the sinner will desire on the day that he could redeem himself from the punishment by offering his children, his wife, his daughter, his sons, his brothers. And Allah Ta'ala says, this is impossible, it doesn't happen. Without iman, nothing works on that side. After death, the thing that works is iman. That is the passport and the gateway. If that is in order, then everything else will work. Intercession will work, your good deeds will work, and du'as of people also will work for you, provided you got the passport. And the passport is iman and righteousness. So you got a degree of righteousness, you got iman, this is how you gain entry. Allah speaks about the severity of that punishment, blazing fire, that will burn out the entire being of the person until it will pluck out his very skin of the skull, inviting everybody that is turned away to turn from the good. And this is how it commences, that when you hear the good, then you first abstain, don't listen to it. Then you turn away, and then not realizing that the favors that you have got are all from Allah Ta'ala, you go on piling that wealth and prevent it being spent in the right avenues. So this is what happens to man. On the one end, he is created very impatient. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has given man the freedom of choice to choose whatever he prefers. But there is a degree of impatience within him as well. That when he sees things, then he becomes frustrated, becomes miserable, very distressed and disturbed. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَسُوَى. Though he has the ability of turning towards the right, but then he becomes consumed very quickly he becomes consumed with misery, with distress, and with a disturbed mind. And then when he's confronted with good reaches him, then he's quick to become miserly. Yes, these are the exceptions, those that are regular in their salah. Ta'imun, they are constant. In other words, they are devoted in their salah, they don't look around, they do their postures correctly, they fix their gazes in the right places. So these are the people that are an exception, and they have a recognized right in their wealth for the poor, for the one that asks and the one that abstains from asking. So wealth that they are giving out in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, they don't consider it as though they are doing some act of generosity for the next person. Rather, they consider it to be that person's right. Haqqum ma'loom, it's a recognized right. Though I am the one that is managing it, but it's your right. Like how a boss employs his employee, and he gives him his salary at the end. He knows, and he's convinced that this is his right. I am just managing his wealth, but really it is his wealth. So he doesn't consider it as an act of generosity. Rather, he recognizes it as a recognized right that belongs to the poor, the one that is not asking, and the one that is asking as well. The adab of Allah Ta'ala, Rabbim Ghayrum Amun, it is not something to feel secure about. Then, the third feature of the righteous is they are very careful about their chastity. Anything that is immoral, immodest, illicit, then they keep a distance, whether it is with their sight, whether it's with their ears and tongue, whether it's with their hands, or even if it is fantasizing with their minds, then they don't go close to these type of things. Except with their wives and the slave women, and in their case, they are not to be blamed. They have all the right to enjoy themselves in this respects. But the ones that desire something beyond this, then they are the ones that are transgressors. So to use yourself in fulfilling your sexual desires in unnatural ways, incorrect ways, either misusing your hands or looking at porn or anything else, you will fall under the purview of this verse, desiring something that is beyond all this parameters that Allah Ta'ala has declared, then you are the one that is transgressing. You have got your permissible parameters, remain within them. Don't you exceed these parameters, otherwise you will be counted as a transgressor. Then again, their promises, their trust, they are very careful about their trust. They are very careful about the covenants that they enter into. And similarly, they stand firm in their witnessing. They don't waver, they don't shake. And they are regular in the salah. One is they guard their salah. And the other is that they are regular in the salah. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. They will be the ones that are honored in gardens, in jannats. فَمَالِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا when you talk about the good, the kafirs, the unbelievers, they mob and they rush towards you as though they wish to attack you from all sides. Whereas they know the base matter that they were created of, they know about it, but they don't want to accept that this whole process can be repeated. You see yourself in what a despicable manner you were created, then to repeat this entire process is so much more easier for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala even has the might and the power to replace you with people that are even better than you, and nobody can overtake the plan of Allah ta'ala. So leave these people in their frivolities, their vain engagements, their sports, and the amusing themselves, leave them. The entertainment, the sports, and the things that they are amusing themselves with, leave them. The truth has already been pronounced and declared before them, and they prefer this path of transgression, so let them continue until they meet the day for which they are promised, the day they will come out of their graves in a rush, rushing, كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رُسُبِ يُوفِدُونَ, as though they are rushing towards a post. And on that day, خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُمْ, when the reality is before them, then the remorse will bring down their sight will be lowered in disgrace. With disgrace, they will look around. تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً, and humiliation will cover them from all sides. This is the day about which they have been promised about. Thank you.